value to you.
Sounds like it's more of a you thing than me.
You're gonna regret breaking up with me.
What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, we are celebrating Radiant Icons because we have made it. We have made it to the season 2 finale. Oh my goodness, you guys, I never thought we'd get here. To be honest with you, season 2 has been one of the longest, but also most challenging and empowering seasons of my life, and I wouldn't want to have it any other way than ending it with a bang. So let's just address the elephant in the room. If you've been on my social media, especially on my Instagram, my TikTok, my LinkedIn, then, you know, a new era has rung in for Dare to Be Iconic, and today marks the start of it. And this era, this next evolution has all started because, you know, I love to turn my pain into power, and your girl is officially back on the market. Your girl is officially back on the market. She is single, and it never felt so damn good. I love it. I love it. I am free. I am liberated. I am empowered. And that is what this era, this Radiant Reign era, is all about. It is about having the courage to love yourself so deeply that no matter who walks away, you can reign radiantly. And well, that's what I did. That is what I'm doing. And that is what this next evolution of Dare to Be Iconic is all about. So before we get into all that piping hot tea on this breakup, on this rebirth, on this next evolution, this liberation, this freedom, all these great, amazing words, make sure to connect with me on socials, Radiant Icons, if you haven't already, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at AmandaPolicelli_ and at DareToBeIconic_. And you already know, if you guys are on LinkedIn, make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. Now, let's get to the piping hot tea. So as I mentioned in the intro for today's Tea Time Sesh, your girl is back on the market. Your girl is single again. And it feels so damn good to be free. It truly, truly does. Because for the last 2 months of my 3-month relationship, I was in so much mental and emotional turmoil. And I know that bled into my podcast episodes and my content. I know that there was a wall up because I was dealing with so much, and a relationship shouldn't be that hard. And the first thing that I want to say is that everything that I said in those previous podcast episodes, especially What No One Tells You About Falling Again and my conversation with Vex, everything I said in those episodes about my previous relationship and my ex-boyfriend are true. I don't regret saying anything that I said. Those were my emotions at the time, and I truly believe them. And I think it's so beautiful that I have this digital diary, if you will, of these moments in my life. And I get to look back at them. I get to listen on them. I get to read them, right? Whether it's the podcast, the blog, social media content, whatever it is, I get to look back at those moments in my life. And I think it's so beautiful that I let myself start to potentially fall in love again and open up my heart and do something that was so scary to me, which was to put myself out there romantically, because I was guarding my heart for 3 years because I was so anti-men. And you know what? That's never changed. I'm still very anti-men. But I was like, you know what? Let me give myself this chance to potentially fall in love, to put myself out there romantically. And that is what I needed in that point in time in my life so that I can get to this next evolution, which is the era we are all stepping into together, Radiant Icons, which is the Radiant Reign era, full of freedom and fearlessness and liberation and empowerment, because that is what I'm feeling right now from this breakup. And that relationship with my ex, everything I felt in that moment, it's so beautiful that I was able to feel that. And it was the last challenge that I needed before I went into this metamorphosis stage, this transformation stage, into shedding that old Amanda, that confident, iconic Amanda. She's still there, but I'm shedding it and coming into this Amanda that I am supposed to be, this free Amanda, because for the first time in 26 years of my damn life, I am finally free. I am liberated and I am empowered. And I had to have that relationship with my ex. I had to experience the pain and the beauty that was within that relationship to become the Amanda, to evolve into the Amanda that I am supposed to be, that I am becoming. Because it's within that becoming radiant icons that we meet the most powerful versions of ourselves. And that is what's happening to me right now. I also want to say that this breakup is not about my ex. He wasn't the right guy for me. He wasn't my person. And sometimes things don't work out, and that's okay. And yeah, does it bruise the ego a little bit that after 3 years of guarding my heart, my first relationship back into that, right? Of letting myself feel and just like fall in love and just experience it, right? Low-key kind of blew up in my face after 3 months. Yeah, of course, that bruised my ego a lot. And that's something that I still am kind of a little bit still dealing with. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay that things fail. It's okay that things don't work out. Every failed relationship, every relationship that ends is getting you that much closer to the person that you are supposed to be with, but also into that evolution stage of who you are supposed to become. I had to go into that relationship. I had to meet my ex-boyfriend for a reason. And just because it bruised my ego a little bit that it didn't work out, and that, yeah, sometimes I do get mad at him. Sometimes I am a little bit sad. Okay, like that's fine. That's normal. I truly do wish my ex all the best, even though he already did have the best, if I'm being so completely honest with you, because I know I am that bitch. I know I am that bitch, and I know I will be okay. And I hope he's okay. He just wasn't my person. I am not going to villainize him. I'm not going to make him the bad guy because he doesn't deserve that, frankly. Yeah, our relationship wasn't perfect. There were some really great, amazing moments that I will hold on to that I learned so much from. And I'll get into that in a minute. But the bad of our relationship, it was bad. It was not healthy. It was not good. A relationship should never be that hard. As hard as I fought for it, as confused as I was in it, that's not okay. That's not right. That is not healthy. And that shows me that relationship, that partnership was never going to work out. He is not my future husband. Everything that he made me feel, especially in those last 2 months, my future husband would never make me feel that way. He would never do to me some of the things that happened in that relationship. It doesn't make my ex a bad guy. It just means our relationship wasn't meant to be. We were never going to work out. And I'm really excited for my future. So let's get into the lessons that I learned. And I'm going to start with a little excerpt from my journal. It's actually from 3 days after my breakup. And I said, one of the most beautiful things about this whole breakup is the growth that I have seen in myself. I've proved to myself that I can put myself out there and carry my own, that I don't rely on external validation from others. I know who I am and still carry myself to a high degree and standard. The self-confidence and awareness in myself has never faltered. That inner resilience was sturdy, and I didn't internalize the breakup and take it upon myself as, this is all me. It had to be me. I'm the cause of this. I must be not good enough. No, none of that crossed my mind. I knew this had nothing to do with me, and it had everything to do with him. That is one of the biggest wins, because Amanda 3 years ago, who blamed herself for everything, could never have imagined that she would be here after a breakup, confident, collected, and calm. Amanda 3 years ago would have blamed herself. She would have begged. She didn't have a strong sense of self like this Amanda does now. I used my voice confidently from the beginning. I gave myself space to learn and grow. I let my confidence and heart shine till the very end. I am so proud of myself. I've grown by leaps and bounds with my self-esteem and my self-confidence and in my healing journey. I think it's so beautiful to look back on my mindset just 3 days after that breakup, because for me, it shows the power of the work that I've done on myself. for the messaging and the lessons that I share on this very podcast or in the master classes or on the blog. Everything that I've shared through Dare to Be Iconic, I have not only walked the walk with it and talked the talk, I am living proof that if you do the work on yourself, no one can shake you, and that you can reign radiantly, that you know your worth. That's what I take away from this journal entry, and honestly, from this breakup. The external validation that I used to seek in my previous relationships, especially younger Amanda, like 19, 20, 21 years old, right? I was not seeking it. I knew I was not seeking it in this relationship. And even after this relationship ended, the internal validation that I built myself based off the lessons that I've learned and the work I have done for myself shined through during this breakup and continues to shine through in this rebirth and this evolution of who I am supposed to be, the Amanda that I am supposed to be in life. And it's so beautiful to read because Amanda 3 years ago, like I said in that journal entry, she would have taken this breakup all upon herself. She would have blamed herself. She would have been like, what did I do? I was the cause of this. I. When the matter of the fact, Radiant Icons, is sometimes it truly is not you. And it has everything to do with them. Love yourself more than the potential of them. I was falling for the glimpses of potential someone gave me. I wasn't allowing myself to be loved in the way that I deserve. I deserve to be loved so loudly and so deeply. And all that relationship gave me, all that he gave me, frankly, was confusion and not clarity. A man who is unsure about you, Radiant Icons, is not the man for you, because your future partner, your future husband, your future wife, that future partner will never make you feel confused. They will only give you clarity. And within those months of my relationship, I was experiencing more confusion because I was falling for the potential or the glimpses of potential that someone gave me, rather than falling in love with myself more. Even though I knew deep down that this relationship had run its course because love shouldn't be that damn hard, I still was fighting for it. I still was like, you know what? I'm gonna give it one more month because I fight for the things I love. But sometimes you have to be willing to walk away. And that is the one thing that I'm like, damn. I was too scared of it blowing up in my face that I didn't walk away. I was willing to fight. I should have listened to my gut. I kept fighting this resistance. Love is not hard, Radiant Icons. It is not hard. You should not be fighting this hard. You should not always be confused. Love, safe love, healthy love is clarity. If you are experiencing confusion, it's because you are following and chasing that potential. And you know what? During the summer when it was really rocky, and I look back at those journal entries and I just feel so bad for myself because I was trying to convince myself that this was normal. The confusion that I was experiencing was normal, and that resistance. And it's not. It's not, you guys. It's not. If you learn anything from this episode, that confusion, that resistance, you feel like you're butting heads in a relationship all the time, constantly waking up, not knowing if that other person likes you, not knowing their feelings. That is not normal. That is not normal. But you know what? That is the metamorphosis I needed. This summer I turned iconic, right? We're going all the way back. We're pulling out all the stops this episode. But honestly, this was the summer that I turned iconic. This was the summer of metamorphosis and transformation, because it's messy, it's chaotic, and it's becoming. I am becoming who I am supposed to be. This relationship was that last hurdle, that last challenge to prove to myself that I can do the scary thing. I can put myself out there romantically. I can date. I can hold my own. I can articulate my thoughts and my feelings. I can stand firm in my boundaries. That was what I take from this relationship. I take that I don't need external validation from anyone because I built it so strong within myself. I take that I deserve to be loved so loudly and so deeply. And if a man is unsure about you, he is not the one for you. Point blank and period. That man is not for you. And if he gives you more confusion than clarity, girl, don't wait, walk away and reign radiantly. And that's what this new era, this radiance reign era is all about. And honestly, I also think this goes back to intention setting, right? At the beginning of this year, my intention was to live my most iconic life, to embrace this true essence of iconic. And how beautiful is it that I am truly embracing this next evolution of myself? I am learning what the word iconic means to me in a way that I honestly didn't foresee coming. I didn't see myself getting into a relationship and then getting broken up with and then feeling this feeling of liberation and freedom. But you know what? That's me learning this true essence of iconic on what it means to me. Because the first time in my 26 years of living, I truly am free. I truly am free because I'm radiating this confidence that, again, goes back to me setting that intention for chapter 26 of my life, right? Radiant 26. I wanted to radiate confidence, this inner confidence, like never before. And I'm reaching this new level of confidence that I've never experienced. I've never felt so empowered in my body. I've never felt so empowered in my being and who I am becoming. That is radiating from within. It's shining. And I know people can feel it because my friends are even complimenting me on, Amanda, you look lighter and brighter and just free. And this shift in energy radiance icons is because I'm giving myself the permission that I've never given myself before. I'm giving myself permission to be free, to experience joy, and to be unstoppable. Give yourself this permission that you've been maybe holding back. Give it to yourself in this era. That is what this era is all about. And I'm just so damn excited for you guys because honestly, this is the character development that we needed to get to this next evolution, to unlock this next version of who we are supposed to be. I'm so damn excited. Let's reign radiantly together. All right, radiant icons, that is your tea time session for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love more radiant icons and our iconic community of ours. But honestly, radiant icons, I can't believe we made it to the end of season two. Like, oh my goodness. And of course, obviously, we're ending it with one of the most unexpected bangers. I mean, who would have thought I would have gotten into a relationship and then gotten out of one within just one season? Certainly not I, but you know what? That's so iconic of me. And well, I love you guys. Thank you guys for being a part of this journey through all the ups and the downs. Season two has been just so iconic and honestly, one of the most amazing experiences of my life. I've grown so much throughout this podcast and throughout this season in particular, and I'm just so excited for season three, you guys. Season three is going to be even more iconic, and you already know I have a lot of tricks up my sleeve, so I guess I'll see you October 8th. I'll see you October 8th for the season 3 premiere of the Dare to Be Iconic podcast. Until then, radiant icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.